Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons on a festive football Friday, which we tried last Friday, and a festive football Friday led into a bad loss to the Bills. So we called this one, Ted, a super festive football Friday.
Smart.
Yeah.
Change it up, baby.
Yeah, you got to tweak it a little bit, and we'll see if it actually pays off on Sunday night. But it is, Stiz, it's 5:04:04. It's time for the drive. Okay, Stiz wasn't ready. I was a little early today.
Yep.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Before we get into this game on Sunday night, what it means for the two teams, most importantly, what it means for the Patriots in the standings and in perception and all that, I did want to put the results of today's poll. I went very simple today at Jumbo Hart and at WEEI Afternoons. Who is going to win Sunday night football in Baltimore, Patriots or Ravens? Who do you think's winning, Ted?
Oh, it's going to be the Patriots.
Right? Yeah, I feel like a lot of my followers are Patriots fans.
Yep. You don't say.
66%. Of my followers believe that the Patriots are going to win on Sunday night football with only 34%. So a 2-to-1 ratio there. But first of all, how are we feeling about this game trend-wise? We'll get to our pick in odds and ends. We know that. I don't want your full pick. But do you feel differently come Friday than you felt Sunday night, maybe Monday, as you started to do the look ahead?
You know what? I feel less and less confident.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just feel like, okay, the more you look at the Ravens, the more I think about it, I think of stakes. I think what game is more important? Who's it more important for? It's for the Ravens. That was the same dynamic last week against the Bills. It is Lamar Jackson. You know, it is John Harbaugh. That was a good coach and a good quarterback and Derrick Henry. So the defense is playing better. So there's a lot of things that kind of get me. They've won, what, 6 out of their last 8 games. There's a lot of things that you start to think about and you go, ooh, this game might be tougher than I maybe originally thought.
So you're telling me it's BS when the players say, like, they all mean a lot. They're all big. We only get 17 of them. They're all the same. Like, that's BS, right?
Yeah, total BS.
Okay, just trying to make sure.
they tell you that just because they don't want you to you know, they don't want to be picked apart on why they think this
right.
one is more important
but
than the other
one. But they, like us, know that not all games are created the same.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
I just like it when football players admit they're humans.
They lie to you all the time, just
okay,
so you
perfect.
Know, if you weren't sure.
All right, Stiz. Tom Curran brought this topic up. What does this game mean to the Patriots? What's on the line Sunday?
How much does this matter, this game? Divisionally, it's really tough for the Bills to catch the Patriots because of divisional record. The Patriots have a lead in that, too, so even if that ends up being tied. In terms of conference, it's going to be really hard for the Patriots to catch the Broncos. It's important to beat Baltimore, but the only reason it's important to beat Baltimore is to get your mind right for the playoffs and not lose 2 in a row down the stretch.
So there's the standings are kind of tight, right? Like, there's a really good chance the Patriots win the AFC East and become the two seed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the most likely scenario. I think it's 76%, even if you lose to Baltimore. 76% chance you lose to Baltimore, you still beat Jets and Dolphins, win the division, you're the two seed. Mm-hmm. So this game is more about perception, feeling of the players that are in that locker room, losing.
That's the most important thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more about just your own confidence as a team. What you think you're capable of, what you know you're capable of, you got to go. For that confidence to build, you got to beat teams that you know you're supposed to beat and that have you know good teams but still you're better than theoretically. They got to go beat those teams for them to feel confident going into the playoffs.
Fitzy, is this a bigger game for the Patriots because it's on Sunday Night Football? Like, knowing that they've heard fool's gold and they've heard you can say the F word now about the Patriots because they lost to the Bills. Is this a bigger game because they know everybody's watching on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, and it's a great chance for the national audience who did get a peek at them on ESPN, but Monday Night Football's ratings don't even truly compare to Sunday Night Football on NBC and Peacock. You have a massive audience that last checked in on them week 5 when they shocked the world and beat Buffalo. Like, okay. So you should be better at this point. We should see more awesome out of this Drake May guy who's become a household name over the past 2 months. And I for one, remain curious as to whether or not, given their injuries right now, that they'll be able to duplicate that kind of performance.
What about
It does matter. It does.
That Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, everyone's watching. Sunday has been the new Monday for a long time.
It's huge.
Yeah, you don't play on national stage a lot, so it's the end of the season. It's a big game. The players will sense that, know that, and act accordingly.
What about style points? And I ask that in regards to all we're talking about, you know, Patriots can't score in the second half. Have you seen the differential, the points scored? Last week, if they had scored a little in the second half, they would have won. They haven't put teams away this year. Does how they play this game matter? Are we going to be talking about that?
I think so. Yeah, because not scoring points in the fourth quarter, is it not a thing?
It's a thing. It's become a thing.
I would think the players would think it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
We don't score a lot of points in the second half, in the fourth quarter, let alone in the second half. Do we know how to finish teams off?
Yeah.
Because we haven't had to, but when we've had to, we kind of suck at it. So let's practice scoring points, more points in the second half.
And that's where I do wonder, you know, win or loss, does it, like, are you going to, let's just say they win 31-28, but they go up 27-0 in the first quarter and hang on for dear life and don't score in the second half.
I won't feel great about
that. Is that going to feel like a good win?
Nope.
No.
Not as much. Nope.
But is the converse true? Let's say they lose 31-28, but they were down 27-0 and they come back.
It'll be the most excited locker room you've ever been in 5 years here.
Yeah. So I do think, as we start,
big comeback wins, are the locker rooms are about as excited as you'll see grown men act.
What about just a comeback loss? What if they come up just a smidge short? It's a great game and they score a bunch of points in the second half, but Baltimore kicks a field goal and they get a field goal win. Will that be a little half a feather in their cap? We can score in the second half?
No.
No,
you got to win the game.
You got to win. You play to win the game.
Yeah.
Okay. 617-779-7937. Paul.
Can we be kind of excited?
You can be kind of excited, right? Paul in Providence has been hanging on for a while. What kind of game are you looking for, Paul?
Hey, so for some reason, I just see this being a scrappy, like, kind of ugly game in Baltimore, a cold game. And I do think the Patriots are going to win. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I think, more importantly, they need to come out of this game healthy. And I would accept a healthy loss over a scrappy win that we may lose a couple of key guys down the stretch. What do you guys think?
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. Ted, did you hear that? A healthy loss. How do you like healthy losses? You were just laughing at my failed comeback loss. Are we going to laugh at a healthy loss?
With Miami and the Jets looming, I mean, if it was like Drake May, yeah. I mean, if it was, you know, other guys that weren't as important, I wouldn't feel as bad because I'm thinking that they will be back as long as they're back for the playoffs.
So we do need to go over the health situation one more time.
To answer your question, to give you an answer, I would rather have a healthy loss.
Okay. So you want to stay healthy depending on who the actual people that would get banged up are. But in case you hadn't heard, the Patriots injury report is out for this game. Robert Spillane is out for this game. He did not practice all week.
It's weird because he dressed for the game as an emergency.
Right. So theoretically, he could have played last week. If you're an emergency guy, I know it's break glass.
I've never heard of a guy dressing as an emergency that wasn't a quarterback.
Yeah. And then a week later, not dressing.
Correct. So you're never heard of that.
Couldn't you still need an emergency against Derrick Henry?
The assumption is that he got hurt between last week's game and this week's game.
Or...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mike Vrabel valued last week's game more than this week's game because it was to win the division title at home in hats and T-shirts, and that emergency was a bigger deal emergency than an emergency on the road in a game that we're saying, no matter what, you're probably going to win the division. Like, is there a chance that he valued these games differently?
I don't think so.
Because it's weird.
How
did he get hurt?
Really weird.
He warmed up.
I don't know.
He was dressed, and then he stood on the sideline, and then he didn't practice all week. So did he get more hurt in warm-ups? But if he got more hurt in warm-ups, why didn't they make him inactive?
I don't know. Like, you ask questions I know no answers to.
And there's a lot of them fast.
Well, I just, Fitzy, I don't understand it, the Spillane thing. And
Andy, I have been watching football for half a century. I have never seen something like this or heard about it where a guy basically has a small injury that somehow turns into something more. He's not inactive. I checked the inactives at 11:31 a.m. just like everyone else last week. No Spillane on there, good to go. And then he doesn't play. And now he's in a walk, and all of a sudden it's turned into a walking boot issue, which Mego, Giardi, and others saw down there this week. And he's ruled out on Friday. Like, this is a bigger injury. The biggest tipping point was Muma! When Muma got signed and Vrabel started talking about guys that have played, you should have known we ain't seeing Spillane Sunday.
Okay, so we aren't. He is officially out on the practice report, but you do have four guys that are questionable in different phases. So you have Christian Barmore questionable after he did not practice on Friday. He was a limited Wednesday, full participation Thursday, Ted, and then did not practice on Friday due to a knee. So, explain that one to me. So he was a full participant on Thursday, and then he didn't practice on Friday. So he didn't get hurt in practice on Thursday because he took every rep, but did the knee just swell up? Is this like something
that's what has to happen
overnight? Yep. He came in and he's sore.
Yep. That's what that was. Yep.
So did not practice Friday. Do you believe he's playing? It's just your gut, not inside info. Just gut tells you did not practice on a Friday. Does Christian Barmore play?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. Which isn't good because Milton Williams is already out. So now you're talking about Tonga, Durden, who's the other guy? Gregory?
Sure.
You're getting down the depth chart at defensive tackle a little bit there.
Okay. Ponder, yep.
My guy Ponder. So there's some other three players that are questionable who did not participate. This trio did not participate on Wednesday or Thursday. That's Carlton Davis, Marcus Jones, and Harold Landry. Then all three of them were limited. They're on the practice field in a limited basis Friday, all listed as questionable.
I think they'll play.
All three of them will play?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I hope so, because
Because Landry's been on there almost the whole, right? Landry's been there.
Yeah, Landry's been dealing with a knee
a lot
almost since all week six, but not missing 2 days of practice, not missing Wednesday and Thursday. That's a little bit of an uptick.
It was a physical game.
Yeah,
at the end of the season.
And you said it's a new time. In the old days, maybe you miss Wednesday and Thursday. Yep. Maybe you don't play, but it's a new time. So that's the injury report. How much, and we're about 45 minutes away from your pick, how much are injuries going to factor into your pick?
Yep, big time. Big time. Those are concerning to me. They're all on defense.
Yeah.
The biggest matchup is between their offensive front and our defensive front. They're all defensive. Well, not all defensive front, but just the defense versus the Baltimore offense.
Fitzy, same question. How much is the injuries late in the week affecting how you feel about picking this game?
A whole butt ton, Santa.
Okay.
If anyone is to discount it and just make a pick, like, oh, they'll find a way, like, that's Homertown, and I love and appreciate that. I know the lane well, but
you built it.
What's that?
You built Homertown.
I did. I helped pave it. I was out late nights.
So next man up, we're not doing. Okay, special teams we saw was a massive.
Can I just say real quick, this team should not, you should not expect this team to have a lot of depth.
No.
Right?
They don't.
No, we've
right?
been talking about it since
first year
July.
Coach brings in a bunch of new guys. They haven't implemented their system, their culture. So to expect them to have depth, it would be asking too much of this coaching staff. I did not expect them to have quality depth.
Right, and now it's being tested late in the year against good opponents on the road in a big game. Last week, part of the comeback story for the Buffalo Bills was kickoff returns. The first one, I think, in the third quarter might have been the biggest play in the game.
It
to
was.
Give Josh Allen the ball.
Set the tone for the whole second.
Absolutely. So we talked to Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer on a Patriots Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. And, of course, we had to ask him about the kick coverage and what we can expect moving forward.
Well, you know, obviously you're hit up the head on nail right there. We had a poor game, and honestly, like, I always look at it myself, like, how do we help the team, man? How do we help the team win? And we didn't do our part in that sense. And they had a couple wrinkles they hadn't shown all year, and they came out with a great game plan, and we didn't adjust well. And when I say myself. And it's always like going back to drawing board like we have this week and figure out a great plan for our players, make sure they feel comfortable out there, and they can play fast. At the end of the day, we're covering every kick now, and we're going to continue to cover every kick. And those things are going to happen. You're going to have negative plays when you're covering every kick. We just got to be able to limit those. And in those games of those magnitude, like it was this past weekend, we can't allow Josh Allen to have a short field, and we did that three times. And it's just a poor performance. But it always starts with myself. What can I do better? Because our guys are bought in. They're doing a great job, man. They're selfless. They work their tails off, and I just want to make sure I can give them a good plan every week. And we went back to the drawing board this week, got some things figured out, and hopefully, you know, come prime time on Sunday night, we put that together and go back to the standard we've been doing all season long.
Listening to that, I kind of glossed over something that I didn't catch the first time.
What was it? Anyway,
telling us the philosophy. We're going to continue to cover kicks. Because the Rams last night, in that game, there were some touchbacks. And I've seen more touchbacks teams are like, just take it at the 35. Mm. They just told you, we're going to continue to cover kicks. Yeah. We're not doing the touchback thing.
Okay.
So
good luck with that. Hopefully, you know, I mean, did teams say that, you know, when after Antonio Gibson ran it back, or are you going to keep punting the ball to Marcus Jones? Okay.
Right. The guy's confident. His coach, I'm assuming the head coach is involved in this and telling him we're going to keep covering kicks. So you got to clean up the kick coverage. We can't be giving him the ball. We don't want to give him the ball at the 35, but we also don't want to give it to him on the 44 of the other side of the field. Mm-hmm. So clean that crap up. So they've been.
He also
good.
Said he threw in a couple wrinkles we didn't see.
Yep. And Vrabel talked about that. And my guess is now that'll be targeted, right? The copycat league.
You know what I got from his comments is how pro player there. I mean, all the coaches, we want to do everything we can to make the players comfortable.
Yeah.
We have, they're bought in, they're stellar. It's pro player all the time.
And finally, we had to have a little fun with the holidays, Fitzy. You and I are eggnog guys. So, obviously, we had to ask our buddy Jeremy Springer if he was an eggnog guy this time of year. You an eggnog guy? Do you spike it with an energy drink so you get a little buzz out of it? How's that work?
Nah, see, this thing about the Northeast. Like, where I'm from Texas, no one drank eggnog in Texas. Like, no one even talks about eggnog. You only hear about it. I think it's a Northeastern thing. It's just so cold this year. You guys are so dark and cloudy, so you guys need a little more alcohol to spark your energy up. So, it's like, you guys just love it so much. So, I've never in my life had eggnog in my life. Still have it.
Whoa. So, you got to change that.
That's it. We're coming down the stadium
Monday.
A tankard.
Yep. Whiskey, yes. Eggnog, us, you, we're doing it.
Dude, just come to my office, and if we get a win, for sure, please, you better come to my office. And if we get a lose, I'll probably be depressed. I'll be depressed anyway, so just come no matter what.
Well, I think Bruce Arians used to say it, right? Win or lose, we booze, so we'll talk to you Monday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. I need to try it. I do need to try it, though.
So, Ted Johnson, I just asked you, you're a California, Texas kind of guy.
Yeah.
Not an eggnog guy either.
No.
So is it regional? Are we the only ones drinking?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was shocked when Texas started having Starbucks in down there. I was like, it's too damn hot to drink coffee. I just thought it was too hot. It's always hot down there. The last thing you want to drink is something thick or something hot.
Yeah. How about some a nice cup of pancake batter in the 90 degree heat?
Yeah, just doesn't.
Yeah, but what about iced coffee, Ted? You guys don't like, I mean, you guys must.
No, I don't think iced coffee was a thing when they first got down there, though.
No, I don't.
That's also more of a northern thing, Stiz.
Yeah.
I'm an iced coffee all year round kind of guy.
I also enjoyed how Springer was like, you people in the north, you need alcohol. I was like, well, you don't have to have alcohol in eggnog. You can just drink eggnog like as it comes out of the carton from Hood.
You guys out here drinking mixers? What's going on?
So that's going to do it for The Drive today here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, it's the week. I promise you. It's the holidays. We're due for a gift under the tree. And Santa, all I would like is a pick six parlay victory. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.